Happy blackout, everybody.
We have arrived.
Our defense, in my defense, in my defense, nothing is our fault.
Back again for another podcast.
Welcome back. If this is your first listen, I would not be surprised.
No, because our last podcast was 88 minutes long.
Which, okay, hold on. We need to talk about that. That was an accident. So neither Renee or I are very good at math.
No.
So what we thought was going to be about 45 minutes, it was an hour and a half.
It was double, yeah.
So don't get it twisted. We are not going to be making hour and a half long podcasts every single week.
As Claire turns on her timer right now.
I literally just did to make sure that we don't overdo it.
Yes. Last time, what we did, we divided the amount of seconds by 60 twice, I believe. So that made that half.
In our heads, the math made perfect sense.
Yeah.
So you can imagine my shock when I, you know, like mixed it, downloaded it, and it was, yeah, over 80 minutes long. I was like, well, that. So one of us is wrong, and it's probably the computer.
Right, it's, no.
Another thing we need to address from last week is, so this week and last week, we're posting a little bit late. We will usually be posting on Tuesdays. We have just been lazy. And busy?
Not necessarily busy, just lazy.
Just lazy.
Yeah.
Also, we are some sick girls this week. Not as in, like, sick, but as in, like,
well,
literally.
Also sick.
As in literally ill. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind.
It's flu season, everyone. Stay warm out there.
We're also so aware that we burped multiple times in our last episode.
No, I wasn't aware. I was only aware when someone brought it up, and I was like, yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, I could see that.
But okay, before we get into like any of the topics we want to cover today, I had something happen last weekend. And Renee was in Chicago last weekend. I was here. And I have been dying to tell her this story. I have never kept something from her this long. I wanted to call her like the second it happened to tell her. I've been dying.
She keeps slightly bringing it up and is like, no, I can't tell you.
Right, because I've been so excited. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyways, a lot of people that we know that Renee and I went to college with were in town this weekend. Like, I would say probably like 5 to 10 people that we know were just like randomly in town.
Yeah.
So Friday night I'm working, and you know, I work part-time at a bar. And so Friday I'm working, like a bunch of our friends that I know are coming into the bar, and I'm hanging out with them. Everything's great. I see this one guy who he and I had been friends for a while, like especially when we were in school before he graduated. We used to hang out, and we have kept in touch pretty well, but it's been like a year and a half of us having like terrible timing and not being able to see each other. So anyways, he comes into the bar. He starts talking to me. I love basketball. He loves basketball, so we usually talk about that a lot. It was the night that like the Lakers had the game with their Kobe tribute. So he's talking to me, and he comes in, and he's, like, literally, like, not drunk, which I so appreciate when people are talking to me while I'm working.
I'm just trying to think of who this is.
Okay, well, we'll get there.
Okay.
And so he's like, you know, what time did you get off work? I'm like, oh, probably around, yeah, I'll probably be done around 3:15. He's like, okay, well, you know, I don't know what the odds are that I'll see you tomorrow. So if you want, like, I'll wait around, and we can hang out when you get off work. Did you record the game? And I was like, yeah, I did. That's totally fine. Like, we can hang out. So anyways, it's probably at this point, like, 2:30-ish in the morning, and my phone is dead while I'm at work. So I'm kind of figuring, like, oh, well, there is the universe once again telling us that we can't hang out. And so then I leave work. I go out the back door of where I work to go, you know, like, clock out into the parking lot where I park my car, and I hear, Conti, which is my last name, by the way. And I look, and he's waiting in the parking lot next to my car. And he's blacked out. Okay. And I'm like, oh, my God. He doesn't live around here. And so I'm like, okay. Well, like, fuck. He has to come with me. So I'm getting in the car. First of all, in the car, and he's already pissing me off. Like, I'm literally sitting there. I'm like, you just, like, get up, like, stop it. Just shut up and sit still while I maneuver this vehicle. But I did 10 minutes back to my house. We went back to my house. Okay, that's my room. Here's the remote. do you know how to, like, open Hulu? Like, click it. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
It's a very simple Roku remote, I might add.
Yeah, it's very simple. So I go to the bathroom. Mind you, I'm not in there for long. I'm really just, like, washing my hands and my forearms that are covered in alcohol.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's under 90 seconds. I come back, and he is completely passed out in my bed. And I'm like, okay, I guess this is going to have to happen. So I was just, like, trying to be polite. I'm like, here, I'll fucking take his shoes off, whatever. The next morning, I wake up around, I don't know, like 8:45, 9 o'clock. So I was getting a call from somebody else. So I leave my room to go take the call. I come back in. He's awake. He goes, you're going to kill me. I was like, what? He goes, I pissed your bed.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, no. After you took his shoes off.
Yep. And mind you, nobody, not me, not any of my friends, nobody has ever pissed on that mattress before. Ever. And want to know when it gets even worse?
Oh.
He was on top of all of my covers. So I had to throw away the heated blanket I stole from Renee.
Thank God it was the one that didn't work.
I had to throw that away. I had to wash. It went through my new fuzzy blanket, the heated blanket, my comforter, my other fluffy blanket, and my sheets into my mattress. And I'm like, he must have pissed 5 times.
So this all happened in, like, a span of a couple minutes?
No.
Or this is the morning
happened,
after?
This is the morning.
Oh, so were you covered?
No.
Okay.
No. I slept pretty much sitting up at the other side of my bed.
So there was one layer he didn't get to, and it was you.
Yeah.
You were the layer.
I was the one layer. And he was like, I'm really sorry. Like, do you want me to wash? At this point, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm going to get the fuck out of my house. Because, again, I have other things I want to do that day. Like, I told my friend I was going to get McDonald's and bring it to her house. So I'm like, no, it's totally fine. One of what I said to him, he goes, are you sure? Like, I feel really bad. I go, I'm just trying to, like, get out of the awkward situation. I go, no, it's totally cool. Renee does it all the time. He was like, oh, like, thanks for being so chill about this. I'm like, yep, bye. And then he spent the rest
you
of the day.
Snake.
He spent the rest of the day trying to hit me up. And I was just like, no.
Oh, my God. Did he offer to buy you a new mattress? Because that's all I want to know.
No.
It can't be the same one if he does get you another one, because her mattress is
so
fucking heavy.
It's so heavy. We had to move it so many times.
It's like 300 pounds, and I'm
so
not
yeah,
kidding.
This happened.
It's probably 350 now.
It probably
with
is with this piss. No, so then I had to, like, strip my fucking bed. I just called one of my friends who I know who happens to be kind of a bedwetter when she's super drunk.
I know who that is.
She's like, cover it in baking soda, baking powder, whatever it is. Luckily, I had a ton of it on hand, so I just, like, doused it in that, and I just, it was a nightmare. And also, it's probably not who you think it is, Renee, who did it, because it's not, like, one of our, like, my, like, close guy friends, like,
well,
one of, like, our good friends.
So, yeah, I was thinking I knew who it was, but now I'm not quite
did you
so
think
sure.
It was, did you think it was
Yeah, I did.
No, because I wouldn't have been mad at him if he did it.
Yeah,
I would have more
just
been like, oh, honey, please go wash yourself off. I probably have some sweatpants that could fit you.
Who else
it was?
Ah! Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. So, that was what you missed this weekend.
I am so sad that I wasn't here to witness that.
I would have had you come over and help me.
And I would have pretended like I was asleep.
I still have shit going through the washing machine because I wanted to make sure to wash everything, like, at least twice. And just because I'm, like, I'm not even a germaphobe, but, like, that's somebody else's piss. If it was yours, I wouldn't care that much. But, like, this is, like,
yeah,
some
you know
guys.
I'm clean. You know I stay hydrated.
And so then to make matters
time.
Worse, I have the flu now. So last night, when I'm sweating and shaking and freezing cold and crying, I have, like, one fucking layer of blankets.
Oh, and it gets cold in here at night.
It does get cold in here, which is why I literally stayed up all night just waiting for my mom to wake up so I could call and tell her that I didn't feel good.
And there's no way you could sleep on this couch either. It's
my couch is trash.
She's a love seat.
Wait.
Not a couch.
I've slept on this couch before on the night of homecoming because my friend and I came home and our third friend was starfished on my bed. I'm like, yeah, three of us aren't going to fit. And it was one of the worst sleeps I've ever gotten of my entire life.
We actually got that couch
off the side of the road.
From a good old curb.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were trying to inch it into my car, two guys happened to see.
And here's what sucks. They happened to be, like, two really good-looking guys on
yeah.
our campus. And we looked.
Which never happens, by
never
the way.
And we looked disgusting.
Mm-hmm. We were literally sweaty. Horrible. We obviously drank the night before. We were sweating out our vodka.
Just sweating profusely, which sometimes happens even if we aren't hungover. Just a hit or miss.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sweaty right now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so one topic that Renee and I have literally ever since we decided we wanted to do a podcast that we've been so excited to discuss is our experience with first dates.
Let me clarify. Claire's experience with first dates.
With Renee kind of... Okay, my first dates featuring Renee.
Yeah.
That's what the segment should mostly be
called. I'm like Timbaland.
You're a great feature.
Yes, you're but Chris I would Brown, never, but I'm Timbaland.
I'm Chris Brown. I can produce hours on one album. You're Timbaland. I would never listen to a song that was just you.
Just by Timbaland.
But I would love to listen to a song that you're featured on.
Oh, God, like a little Tech N9ne. You'd never listen to that song all the way through unless it's Caribou Lou.
That's the one Tech... Okay, you have a thing with Tech N9ne.
Okay. Tech N9ne? Gross.
I'm cutting that out. Okay, so one of my personal favorites. This was...
Is this homecoming?
This is homecoming of last year. So 2 years ago. This is 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Homecoming. And I don't even know. Renee, we didn't even start the day together.
Let me take it from here for a sec.
Go right ahead.
So it was homecoming, and I saw Claire. I could tell she's blacked out. I got to this house that she's at.
How could you tell?
Just the way she hugged me, it was different, you know?
A little sweatier.
A little sweatier, a little greasier, a little more
cross-eyed.
Weight.
A little heavier. Okay,
yeah, a little more weight to the hug. Our friend texts us, and he really wants this other guy to meet me, which he's 29.
Wait, mind you, the first guy that she brought up, we're friends with him.
Yeah.
But he's always had, like, a very weird...
Very weird relationship with us.
Like, yeah. And he's also always, like, thought that I'm way better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he, for some reason, in his eyes, I was, like, this perfect 10.
I mean, in my eyes, you are.
Yeah, so you and one other person.
Exactly. And your mom.
And my mom.
Yeah. So, I see her at this house, and my friend texts me, and he's like, come over with Claire. I want you to meet my friend. And I'm like, okay, I'm blacked out. Yeah, sure. So we're outside at this house party, and this guy immediately puts his name in my phone as blank, in parentheses, sugar daddy. And I was like, okay, I'm listening now. All right.
Okay, you've got my attention.
Yeah, you can talk to me now.
Boys, listen up.
Yes, take notes, fellas. So I'm like, yeah, well, let's see how good of a sugar daddy he really is. So he asked me to hit my jewel. Yeah, whatever, I still jewel. Get over it. So he asked me if he could hit my jewel, and I said, yeah, if you Venmo me $100. And he was like, $100? I was like, yeah, I mean, that's the price you got to pay, buddy.
And he did.
He did!
He Venmo'd her $100, which was more than double Renee's bank account at the time.
Oh, triple.
It meant the world to her.
It did. It was like me, by association. Yes, it was like 2 p.m., and I had already made $100 for being drunk. It was perfect.
God, if only that was a line of like, a profession that we could go into.
Right? God. So this guy, we're talking for a while. We're probably like at the starting for like an hour or more. And I don't know either.
It's a little
hazy. I'm kind of just estimating. But so he asks the friend that asked us to meet this guy was like, you guys should come to dinner with us. We were like, oh, okay. And so they're texting us later on, me and Claire are like, shower, we get ready.
So no. We go back home. Like, okay, let's try and nap a little bit. Like, let's try and, like, sleep some of this off so that we're fine to go the rest, like, so we're fine to, like, drink the rest of the night and, like, we're fine at dinner.
Who didn't nap? Neither of us?
Neither of us. We ended up laying in her bed just, like, kind of, like, fucking around for 30 minutes.
And mind you, this is after homecoming, so we're still, like, really fucked up.
We've been drinking since 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
By now, it's maybe, like, 4, and we're, at this point, we're, like, you know what? Let's just keep drinking.
Mm-hmm. So that's exactly
seemed
what
like
we did.
Such a good idea.
Yeah. So we kept drinking. We're getting ready. And they text us in the group chat. And they're like, you want to go to
Red the Steakhouse?
Should I even say that?
Yeah.
So we look it up. All right. It's this gorgeous
it's so nice
steakhouse.
It's like probably one of Indiana's finest restaurants.
Finest. And then we look it up and we're like, can we do this right now? I mean, look at us.
And we're like, yes, we can.
Yeah. So you know what? The Claw told us that we could.
That we can. So wait, we dress up, but we put on like really nice outfits.
We are dressed to the nines.
We are dressed to the nines. We get in the Uber and we are already 30 minutes late. Okay. Because we were getting ready. And then I decided that there was like some, I don't know if it was like a bracelet or something like that. I simply had to get before we left. So we are really, really late already. Whatever.
Not
our problem. We get there. They've already gotten us a table, like a really nice table.
No, we get there and we're being led up. We say,
upstairs.
We're like, oh, we're here meeting two of our friends. And she's like, oh, come with me. Like, yeah, she knows
they're
who we're
upstairs.
Meeting.
And at this point, we're wondering, well, is there an elevator? Because I don't know if I'll make it up these stairs.
There wasn't.
So we get there, we sit down, and they tell us, they're like, yeah, you guys, like, pick out a bottle of wine. You guys can get any bottle of wine you want. We picked two. Okay.
I mean,
I feel like this is at the point of the story where I start remembering it a little bit better.
That's crazy because I remember
nothing.
Nothing.
So we're sitting at the table and all of a sudden, like, Renee notoriously will go from being tipsy to being blacked out.
In one
where
second.
Where you're looking at her face and you're like, oh,
But the
no,
thing
God.
Is, I still have my motor skills.
Yeah, she has her motor skills and she can speak, but it's gibberish. Like, she'll sound not drunk, but what she's saying is nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's like I'm on Xanax.
Yes.
Pretty much.
So I'm looking over at her, and I can tell all of a sudden, uh-oh, Renee is blacked out.
Oops.
And so the first thing that happens is I had to, Renee starts babbling, and I'm like, you know, I need to go to the bathroom. Come with me. So I take her to the bathroom, and I'm like looking her in the eye. I'm like, get it together. I'm like, we can't. Like, there's like.
It kind of went like that.
Oh my God. I'm leaving that in.
Thought I was going to blow chunks.
I'm leaving that in. So, anyways, I pull her into the bathroom. We actually took like a really nice photo in that bathroom.
We did. It's one of my favorite photos.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite photos too. Uh-huh. And so I take her in the bathroom and I'm like, get it the fuck together. We come back out. The food comes. First, Renee, for some reason, they're bringing us Caesar salads. Renee happens to pull out of her blackout for 4 seconds, and she goes to the waiter, are there anchovies in that Caesar dressing? Claire's allergic. And I didn't even cross my mind. It didn't cross my mind at
except
all.
Except for little blacked out Renee.
Except for blacked out Renee is like, hold the salad. Does that have anchovies in it? Claire's allergic. She can't eat that. So then
take
he
it
was
away.
Like, he was like, okay. And they like got me a different salad. I was like, oh my God, good call. I would have had hives all night. Like,
even when I'm blacked out, I still have my priorities and it's you.
And it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. And so, anyways, the food comes. Renee's like refusing to eat any of it. She's like, I'm not hungry and stop trying to make me eat anything. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just like kind of like looking at the guys, like stop trying to force it on her. The waiter comes, like clears our plates. We still have more wine left. I think we got another bottle at this point. So we
and I'm sure I had more just knowing me.
Yeah. And so the food leaves and all of a sudden Renee goes, when's our food going to come? It's been taking a really long time. And everyone kind of looks at her and I go, ha, 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 trying to play it off like Renee's kidding. Meanwhile, she's looking like half cross-eyed, just kind of like gazing around the room. I'm like, oh my God. Then a little bit more time goes by. Renee goes, I think I'm going to go. Nobody's really here. And I'm sitting there like
I'm at a frat party.
I was like, this isn't a fucking party. This is a restaurant. And I was like, sit your ass back down. Like, come on, sit back down. Here's my favorite part. There's like some like classical music playing in the background. This is a nice restaurant. And I go, Renee and I love to like play air instruments, which it sounds stupid, but
we
do it
girls.
All the time. I go, Renee, give me some violin. And she goes, she takes her arms and like shoves them at me as if she's passing me a fake violin. I go, no, I want you to play the violin for me. She goes, I can't. I just gave it to you. Which at this point, I'm like, shit. It's like one of my favorite things all the time. I can't. I just gave it to you. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Idiot.
Yeah, I just gave it to you, stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh,
you think
God.
I'm blacked out?
Anyway, yeah, right. Anyways, we ended up staying up really late that night. It was just,
oh, God.
Shockingly enough, they both wanted to hang out with us again. After they paid like $600 for us to get blacked out at their dinner.
Right. Oh, but the story's not over.
Oh, okay. Take it from here.
So it's like probably 5 or 6 a.m. We're all just hanging out. Mm. Okay, you go.
Oh, wait,
in.
Yeah. It's gotten to be like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, it's like just, it. I don't know how it happened. It's like we blinked and all of a sudden it's 5, 6 a.m.
Well, I know what happened.
We're at their place downtown. All of a sudden Renee goes, I think I'm going to walk home. And I just look at her and go, where do you think you are? We're not on campus. You can't walk home.
And at this point, I had blacked in, and I realized what a foolish comment that was to make. I was like, wait just 1 minute. We are not near my house at all.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. Well, actually, no. I'm going to end the story there.
Okay.
another one of my favorite first dates. So I, like, you guys know, like, it's 2020. People don't go on, like, people don't really go on, like, dates that often. Anyways, one of my friends, like, one of mine and Renee's friends, I would, like, be in her Snapchat story a lot, and this guy that she knew kept swiping and being like, who's your friend? I think she's really cute. So anyways, allegedly one night he, like, approached me at one of the bars and was trying to talk to me, and I just, like, super wasn't interested. And I heard that from our friend the next day. So anyways, then I see that he has Facebook messaged me. This should have been the first clue.
I don't even know what story you're telling right now.
This one about the... I'll get there.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah. So, and I'm like, that should have been the first giveaway. Like, he is Facebook DMing me, like, Claire, you probably shouldn't do this. But anyways, he, like, seemed, like, pretty cute, pretty nice. And he asked me out, like, to dinner. He's like, do you want to go to dinner with me? I'm like, okay. The first thing he does is picks me up 20 minutes early, and I have half blow-dried my hair. And I'm like, ugh. So I just had to, like, put it in a low bun and be on my merry way.
Her sexiest form, the low bun.
The low bun. For anybody who knows me, I'm constantly rocking a low bun all the time. Today, I think, is the first day in, like, a couple weeks that, like, on a work day, I haven't worn a low bun.
It's just a ponytail?
I just braided it today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I was getting fancy. So anyways, we go on this date. He's not, like, he's, like, pretty nice and everything, but he's so quiet. Fortunately for him, I can carry a conversation for an hour and a half with a brick wall. But I was exhausted after this date. I was so tired because I had to talk for so long, and he just, like, wasn't saying anything. First we sit down, the waiter's like, do you want anything to drink? And I, like, got a beer or something like that, and then he didn't get anything. So I'm like, oh God. It's like a Monday night. I'm like, why did it make me feel like a piece of shit? So anyways, after that I was like, you know what, like, I'm just kind of over, like, wasting my time. Like, I just think this guy seems like really, like, huge beta vibes. Like, and that's just not for me. For some people, it's like, you know, like, that's fine. But
you
it just
need
wasn't
alpha,
for me.
Alpha.
Exactly. So anyways, I kind of, like, slowly start phasing him out. Like, I'm trying to be pretty nice. You know, I gave him, like, 4 days of minimal responses and then just cut it off. Like, stopped responding at all. Flash forward 4 weeks later since we have last spoken. I'm at work, and this was, like, a year and a half ago. I was working at the, like, bar restaurant on our campus. So it's, like, 10:15 in the morning, and I'm opening up the bar. And mind you, I would go here looking nasty. Like, I had, you know, no makeup on.
It would be second day makeup a lot.
Low bun. No, that was on Friday, so it opened Friday morning.
I mean, it would still be on a Tuesday.
Whatever. And so, I open up the bar. And, like, my manager and my coworker stand there talking to me, and all of a sudden I see this kid walk in. And he was like, hey, what's up? And
it hasn't even opened yet.
And no, it hasn't even, there's nobody in there. And I'm talking to my coworkers. He goes, hey, what's up? And sits down at the bar. I was like, hi. He proceeds to sit there for like 45 minutes before he had to go to class, so awkwardly and so quietly while I'm trying to do my job and, like, open the bar. It was so weird. Like, it was so weird. And then to make matters worse, he texted me right after and goes, hey, like, I felt like that was pretty weird of me to do. So I'm trying to be, which made it so much weirder. I'm trying to be polite. I'm like, haha, no, like, it's okay. And he goes, when are you working next? And I was like, I'm not really sure. I'm never working again. I think I was like, Wednesday night, even, and I don't work Wednesday nights. Anyways, it was a couple days later, like Thursday morning, and one of my coworkers goes, yeah, this guy was in here the other night, like, asking if you were working and, like, where you were. And I'm like, okay, this is getting ultra creepy. So, I mean, long story short, I ended up having to text him and be like, hey, I think that you're, like, a really nice guy. I just, like, don't really see this going anywhere. I'm trying to, like, be polite and, like, not waste anybody else's time anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly neither of you are having a good time.
Right? And so then he just responded, okay. And that was the last I ever heard from him. a traumatic experience, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Joe Goldberg speaking.
Right. My third favorite first date. Actually, no, this one probably gets like second or maybe even first.
Yeah.
I am going to go out on a first date with this guy, and I feel like I can say his name because we've never spoken to him since.
I couldn't pick him out of a room of two people.
His name's Patrick, so I'll just say it because we literally, he has no relation to us whatsoever. So it's like a Friday night or something, and I keep pushing back the time way late. Like, at first we're going to, like, get dinner, and then I'm like, okay, let's just meet at Brothers, which is like a bar that we go to a lot. I'm like, let's just meet at Brothers at, like, 10:30. I am getting ready. Renee and I start pre-gaming. During the time we're pre-gaming, we decide Renee is going to come on the date with me.
I mean, I'm not going to be there drunk alone.
No, so Renee's coming on the date with me. I did not feel the need to tell this Patrick ahead of time. Fast forward a little bit. I show up 30 minutes late. Renee and I are belligerent.
We took our pre-game a little bit too far.
So I show up to our date 30 minutes late. Blacked out with a friend. Anyways, he ends up like hanging out with us the entire night until like we were at another bar when it was closing down. The next day, I go, so Renee, what did you think about Patrick? She goes, who the fuck is Patrick? And I'm like, the guy that we spent our entire last evening with.
He'd been with us for the entire night, like the entire, from like, start to finish.
From like 4 hours.
Like he made himself at home in our Uber ride. Like he was there, but.
Yeah, he even Ubered us home.
Yeah.
And Renee didn't remember a single bit.
I didn't even remember his name. I can't even imagine what his face looks like.
He was like, cute. He just wasn't funny
well,
at
he,
all.
I know he was just 5'8", like, right?
Yeah.
Sorry to all my short kings.
Shout out the short kings, but I'm a little bit of a taller queen, so it just didn't work for me.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, my last, I wouldn't even call this a first date, but like when I was in high school, I brought a guy I was seeing home to meet my family. And this is a short one, but it just kind of gives you a little bit of insight on my family dinners. We're sitting there and he was a year older than me. I was about to go into my freshman year of college and we're sitting at my house at dinner. I think it's like my parents, my sister, her boyfriend, my grandparents, me and the guy I was seeing. I'll never forget, my dad starts talking to him about how he has this window of time in front of him. He's like, from when you're like 20 to 27, you can do whatever you want. He goes, one day you'll settle, you know, like you'll find a nice girl, settle down. It won't be Claire, but, and then continues. And the entire table is like, oh.
Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
Whenever I bring this up to my dad, he always goes, well, I wasn't wrong. And I'm like, okay, fine, fair enough.
King of the one-liners.
You weren't wrong, but I did not necessarily appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, I don't go on too many first dates besides the one that I blacked out at that was mentioned earlier. It's
really hard to try and set Renee up with somebody because it's such a hit or miss. I could introduce her to a guy who's like a 10, like really successful, well-established man, and she'll hate him and she'll be mean to him all night. Or, true story, I can introduce her to somebody who's 19.
Okay.
And she'll really, really like them.
You know what? I mean, age is but a number.
Age is but a number, even when you were 22. Almost 23.
It
was Renee's second year of
cutting that out.
Whatever. Okay, another thing that Renee and I were thinking about is Snapchat locations.
Yeah, because we don't really necessarily care anymore. Emphasis on the anymore.
But they can be kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I feel like for the most part, like, okay, everybody knows, girls are so much more insane about Snapchat locations than guys. Girls are the type who are going to be opening up and just, like, whenever they're bored, just go, like, check Snap Maps. Like, how I check, like, my Find My Friends whenever mm-hmm. I'm bored, just, like, want to know
yeah,
where everybody's at.
Yeah, that's what I do, too.
It's, like, wondering, like, oh, like, is everybody still at work? Did you go home early? I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
But Snapchat location, especially more like in the beginning of college when they were kind of like I don't know, maybe they came out like I don't remember what Snapchat came out.
Well, what we used to do, we would we'd go to the gym. Yeah, shocking.
My junior year, Renee's first senior year, we would go to the gym like a lot.
We would go quite frequently. We'd play a little one-on-one
basketball.
And I'm not kidding.
No, I'm not kidding either. We would play one-on-one basketball a lot at the HRC.
Yeah, there'd be like a class in the court next door.
And we were
like,
those,
hey guys,
we were those weird
much
girls.
Better than you.
Those weird girls who were trying to play one-on-one basketball.
Yeah,
horrible.
Like crazy, you guys need a class to be this good.
Right?
Yeah, but so we would go to the gym like pretty often, but sometimes it wouldn't be like for that long. It'd be like a half hour. Like we'd walk around the track, maybe do some abs.
Yeah. And at this point, we are convinced that people care as much about Snapchat location as we do.
Yeah. We
like,
think
we're
constantly
convinced
checking.
That people are constantly checking. More conceitedly, we're convinced people are constantly checking where we are.
Yes. Specifically the two of us.
Yeah.
And we wanted them to know we went to the gym. And so we used to log into our Snap Maps.
The first thing we would do when we got to the HRC is open up Snapchat and double check that both of our locations registered that we were at the gym.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, like your like little Bitmoji's a little off. Well, we would make sure it was on.
We would walk around until we got in the right spot.
Yeah, so we did that. And then when we left the gym, we wouldn't open our Snapchat for hours.
Hours. Dude, no, it's messed up. I used to also think to myself that, you know, like if I was at somebody's house or something, I would open up my Snapchat there, like make sure to, and then I'd close my Snapchat for like the next hour and a half, thinking it was gonna make some other guy jealous.
Oh, I would
that he cares that much about my location.
I'd literally like be in my car and just quick log on to Snap Maps.
So they're wondering where the fuck are you?
Yeah, they're like, whose house are you at?
Right? As if we think that these guys are just like constantly checking, like, oh my God, I need to know where this girl is. I don't know why it was in my head that every man was just stalking my Snapchat location.
I mean, maybe we'll hear some feedback. Anyone notice we were at the gym
Anybody
for
knows we're at the gym
4 hours at a time?
Right?
With nothing to show for it?
But again, I feel like guys don't care about that as much at all. Like, I feel like, I mean, again, write in, comment, message one of us if we are wrong and guys are checking stamp locations. Tell us, because in my opinion, I'm like, I don't think that they care nearly as much. And I cannot stress enough how much girls, especially like a couple years ago, care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a friend who used to, she would text me all the time and be like, where does my Snapchat location say I am? Or she would have me log into her Snapchat at a different location so it would look like she was somewhere else. Like taking it so, so seriously. As again, as if people are that concerned.
No one's looking.
No.
And if they are, they're not checking every 10 minutes.
No. I used to think, like, if there was a guy I was really into, and you know what, I'll be completely honest, I was doing this less than a year ago. I was doing this.
This was last week.
I was doing this between 9 months ago to, like, probably present day.
Yeah. There's, she's doing it right now. You can't see her phone, but I can.
There's a guy I may or may not be kind of into who has the Snapchat locations on. When I open up my, and so do I, when I open up my phone and look at Snapchat locations, if his says just now, when I've opened it back up, I'm always like, oh my God, this is a sign.
He's looking too.
He must also see that we're both on online right now. I wonder if he'll hit me up.
God, a love story for the ages.
A love story for the ages. Our Bitmojis were so in sync.
They probably look so cute together too. Much cuter than you in real life.
Cool. You think my Bitmoji's that cute?
No. It's as cute as you could get it to look as similar to you as possible.
This is all getting cut out because guess who edits the podcast?
Oh.
Claire does.
For now, until I have my laptop.
Until you have your laptop? I wouldn't trust you to edit
this anyways.
It's
been like 2 fucking months. My dad was trying to replace my hard drive in my computer. He was like, I'll send it to you next week. This is after Christmas. And I still don't have this laptop.
Yeah, no, that's kind of been frustrating for the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, one, like, last quick little thing I wanted to, for us to touch on, because, you know how, like, last week we were talking about getting the ick and things that are huge turnoffs. There were some that I forgot, that recently I was on the phone with a man, and I was just
really
vigorously writing down everything he was saying.
While you were doing your cam girl stuff, this guy was on
my cam girl shit.
Okay. God, they give the best insight, don't they?
Right? First of all, you know, I talked about baby talk. Like, God damn it, please don't baby talk to me. Also, don't treat me like a baby. I've had more than one of my exes do this, where I'll say something. I don't care if I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, shit, I just stubbed my toe. Or if I'm on the phone, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, no, I'm pretty tired. I'm just having a busy week at work. Aw, baby.
Aw, are you baby. Okay? Do you need a little kiss?
Yeah, right?
Ew, that was pretty good.
Ew, that was pretty good. But I'm sitting there like, ugh, I'm not a baby either. We're both adults. God, grow up.
You're the baby.
I talked to a kid who's significantly younger than both of these exes I'm talking about, who I could never in a million years picture baby talking. So why is it that I know like 25, 24, 23-year-olds that are talking to me like I'm a child too?
They just want to feel better than you.
It's weird. Don't I, oh, baby. Like every time I say something, like I'm not interested.
Sad? Does that make you sad?
Right? I'm not interested in being talked to like this. One quick more side note. We will definitely make it a whole topic talking about things that guys and girls need to stop wearing immediately.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to get this off my chest. Tank tops. Men. Stop wearing tank tops. Unless it's like a basketball jersey, then that's fine. Well, but this weekend when I went out, I saw two different guys wearing tank tops in February at the bars. Like, what are you doing? Like, that should be against the law.
The worst thing is like a fitted striped tank top. Oh, do you know my the God. Type?
Wait, the ones with kind of like muted, like heathered colors.
Yes.
Especially when they're somewhat like tribal patterned. Are we picturing the same tank top?
Wait, I know exactly the tank top.
I know exactly the tank top too.
God, I'm going to make this the new picture for our podcast. It's just that tank
that
top.
That tank top. Because yes. I literally, oh my God, stop with the tank tops. Also, the tribal pattern tribal. in general, I'm sorry if one of our listeners is somebody who has these, but tribal tattoos are the fucking worst.
I mean, what you're not going to look back on that and be like, I'm so glad that especially that's on my
like,
body.
Especially if you get like, you have like the upper arm, like half sleeve of tribal tattoos, especially one that like wraps around one pec. Mm-hmm. So it looks like an apostrophe kind of, but like flipped in a different direction. It's just like the arm featuring nipple tribal tat. And you're like, this is so bad.
Oh God, that's so hot.
I feel like it especially is more common in like European men, but I've seen guys around here with the tribal tattoos and I'm like, what made you go into the place and be like, please take my $200 to just cover me in this tribal pattern that means nothing to me.
I mean, I've seen a lot of guys with bad tattoos, you know, the type where they go to a different artist and it's just a completely different style and they have a sleeve of like all these different...
I know people with bad tattoos.
Yeah.
I prefer that any day of the week.
Over a pec.
Over a pec and upper arm tribal tat. Just tribal in general. Don't do it. Don't get your tribal chest piece out of my fucking face. I've seen one chest piece in my entire life that I haven't hated.
And what was it?
It was because it was on somebody
it
that I
dated. It was my chest?
It was Renee's chest piece.
Thank you.
And luckily, it isn't tribal.
It's just a chest.
It's just a chest. It's just a chest piece.
Yeah, it's a chest piece minus the piece.
Also, something that we're going to start doing at the end of the episode every single week is hand out an award.
Yes, and it's called the Blackout of the Week.
Blackout of the Week. This one very, very clearly goes to the guy who pissed in my bed. Round of applause, everybody, please, for this man who ruined my Saturday.
Oh, God.
What an award. So the very first ever Blackout of the Week goes to this man. I pray to God he never listens to this because I will get a very angry message.
I kind of hope he does so that he knows that you were actually mad. And
I was
going
to say, in my defense, I literally barely told, I told you maybe the third person I told about this happening.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, I really didn't tell anybody. I just told the people where I was, like, I woke up in the morning and I'm like, I've obviously got to call somebody and tell them.
Well, I'm so glad everyone on the internet can listen to this now.
And now everybody knows, but I didn't, or I will blur out the name, so. Not that deep.
I mean, but the story is still there.
The story is still there. Mm-hmm. He'll know who it is. And if he told his friends will know who it is. And then if his friends ever listen, they'll kind of see my side of it.
Do you think he would have told his friends that he pissed in your bed?
I don't know, because he must have gone back to their place with
drenched
on him.
Pants. I forgot about his own clothing.
Right?
Did you not give him a pair of sweats to walk home in?
I absolutely wanted him to get out of my house. I had other things to do.
You give
that
him
day.
Little booty shorts, little Sophies.
I give him a pair of Sophie shorts and like,
and your
bye.
Brother, your small brother's tee.
And my extra small brother's bar t-shirt that says Sprite on it or something.
That's the one.
That'd be, that would probably, that would look terrible.
I'm picturing it now.
Yeah, stop. That's making me uncomfortable. Okay. Anyways, once again, everybody, this has been Claire and her friend. Thanks for listening.
Shut the fuck up.